Hello, welcome to the Cosmic Eye Show. It is Emmett Fox Friday. I am Jason Napolitano, and on the line is Mr. Chris Sheridan. How you doing?
Doing Friday feeling Fox.
Feeling Friday
right now. Yeah, I'm energized.
Friday Foxy.
Yeah.
Feeling Foxy.
Well, you know, I'm just looking for words that begin with F that don't involve fire because I'm tired
enough.
Yeah, I've had enough. Imagine the firefighters.
I mean, imagine they've had...
I see the smoke in the distance now, not in the foreground.
All right.
So,
good for you. And
the firefighters are still working. So, anyway,
yeah,
how about
yeah.
that? How about firefighter? That's not
Let's
fire. It's a firefighter.
Let's hear it for the firefighters, and we thank them for the great work they're doing, and we're sending positivity and prayers their way, and as well as anyone else who's still, you know, threatened by the fires out there. God bless you all. And be careful. So, all right. So today, oh, there he is. As if on cue, the dog is in the background.
The dogs are back.
The dogs are back in town. So today we are doing the section from Find and User Inner Power from Emmett Fox, as we do each week. We're doing the section called the Dictaphone. Don't know what a dictaphone is? That's okay. Hang on, and we'll let you know soon. So I'm going to start, and Chris is going to finish up, and then we'll do our normal discussion that we like to do. So let me start out. Your destiny depends entirely upon your own mental conduct. It is the thoughts that you allow yourself to dwell upon all day long that make your mentality what it is. And your circumstances are made by your mentality. You may think that you know this already, but if you really do not act upon it, it is certain that you do not really know it. As a matter of fact, most people would be amazed to discover how much negative thinking they do indulge in the course of a day. Thought is so swift and habit is so strong that unless you are very careful, you will constantly transgress. Even your conversation may be much more negative than you suspect.
If such an experiment as the following were possible, the result would probably fill you with amazement. Suppose that, quite without your knowledge, an invisible and weightless dictaphone were strapped on your shoulders the first thing tomorrow morning, and that you carried it about with you all day until the last thing tomorrow night, and that the disc therein recorded every word you said. Then suppose that this dictaphone record were played over to you so that every single word you had uttered for a whole day was repeated to you in cold blood. Well, if you're an average human being, you would probably be a little embarrassed. Yet, it really does happen that everything we say and think and do is recorded in the subconscious mind, and our daily experience is simply that record being played over to us by the law of being. Never forget that the circumstances of your life tomorrow are molded by your mental conduct of today.
Never forget.
The dictaphone.
The dictaphone. So, Chris, tell us what a dictaphone is, please.
Well, it's just that. It's early recording.
Device.
Transcription.
Yeah,
it would record on a wax cylinder. I had to look it up, but Alexander Graham Bell invented it like in the 1880s.
Oh, wow.
This would have been in the 1930s, so things like records, like vinyl records,
mm-hmm.
would have been huge then. I mean, it's, you know, radio and records. It was, you know, in the 30s, it was not uncommon.
Exactly. I think, and I think we talked about this a little before. I think I've seen it in the movies where the dictaphone was kind of one of these office things where, you know, the executive would, you know, speak into the microphone and he'd make recordings for the secretary, and the secretary would, you know, transcribe and, you know, fire off letters, you know, to different people and so on. So it was an office tool, but it was a recording device that most people would have been familiar with in the 30s and 40s. So it was a
good
reference.
Also the function of it. It's not just a recording device, because, you know, you'd record music using different equipment.
Mm. Yeah, true.
This was for the spoken word, so that somebody else could play it back, like, and do the medical transcripts, the
Good point.
What I mean? It was, it was the function of it, I think, that he's also getting at, regardless of what the device is now. Our iPhones are probably recording us now anyway. Actually, they are, because we're doing a podcast
But in general, also in a monitoring way, we're probably being recorded all the time as well.
Oh yeah, I hope so. I hope anybody Snowden or somebody's on the case. I'd feel left out if I wasn't being
if you were not being surveilled. Here's what I think. If you're not being surveilled, you're not saying anything worthwhile. Let's just say that.
Yeah, you gotta speak up more.
You gotta speak up more, man. Come on now. That's a good point. All right, so now that we got the dictaphone out of the way, so that's a great point you made. It's a sort of a personal recording device. It's it's used to transcribe speech. So really, he's getting at the importance of two things. Really, we have to make a distinction. So the section that I read at the beginning was really talking about your thoughts, and the section that you read was really talking about your words. And that you brought up a great point. That reminded you of that Buddhist concept, right?
Well, of thought, speech, and action. Right thought,
yeah.
Right speech, right action, and you know, a lot of traditions. You know, it's what you think. I think in Christianity, there was if you look favorably on somebody's wife. Even if you don't say anything or do anything, if you do it in your mind, you've already committed the crime or the adulterous act or whatever. You know, it's not to, you know, punish you for this. It's that the power of our mental, you know, pictures and words, tapes that we play back over and over about ourselves or the way we react to things, that it just is very important and it'll trip you up. But in the Buddhist sense, speech is also included in that. And I think that's interesting because sometimes, you know, that's when we know, then the thought maybe becomes manifest.
Or
the word becomes, and then somebody else can hear it, you know?
Yeah. Well, and it gives power to the thought in a way. And it sort of, you know, helps it to manifest in the world, at least in the outside world. You know, the speech is, it's very powerful, modality of communication, obviously, but also in our manifesting of our thoughts, our desires, our feelings, and so on. So this is where, you know, what he's getting at is you got to be super careful with what you're thinking, first of all, because that's going to determine most likely what you're going to say. And then, you know, what you're thinking and saying are definitely going to have an effect on what you do, thought, speech, and action. You know, he doesn't really talk so much about action. That's kind of the unspoken part of this thing, but he does in a sense, because, you know, he says the circumstances of your life tomorrow are molded by your mental conduct of today. So he's implying that, you know, you're going to manifest what you think about, talk about, and so forth. So I think that that's a really big thing to see how those two things are connected. This, you know, this part that I want to go back over this, but thought is so swift. And habit is so strong that unless you are very careful, you will constantly transgress. This is the power of habit. This is the power of the subconscious mind. This is the power of the programming, if you want to call it that, to use a computer metaphor, that occurs.
And speed.
Yeah.
So swift.
Yeah, it's very swift. The bigger challenge too, besides the speed factor of it, is the sort of inertia factor of it that it creates, because it happens without our knowledge, you know. And that's where, you know, it's like even thought is in some ways it's beyond even speed, because it's happening automatically and below the surface of conscious thought as well, right? So, you know, when you get quote unquote triggered by something, or, you know, you're just in the presence of somebody and they just, you know, make you mad and you don't even know the person, or, you know, you're in a situation and suddenly you just feel, you know, really uncomfortable. You don't know why. And then, you know, looking back on it, you see, oh, there was this song playing in the background, and that song was playing when, you know, I broke up with this love of my life or something. And, you know, and it's like those sorts of things that we don't even recognize in the moment. That we really have to guard ourselves from. But this is why, though, he's talking about it's so important to guard your thoughts and to guard your speech, because every day you're going about creating those new experiences. And so let's say you've got all this accumulated programming in there, the accumulated kind of ideas and, you know, experiences and so on that are these knowns that are in your subconscious mind. They begin to fire off in your life, again, unconsciously. You don't even have to call them up with thought or speech. But the beautiful thing is you can use the conscious mind to go back in and reprogram and root out, you know, root out those things that you don't want there anymore. But you have to really watch what you're saying, what you're thinking, and then, of course, what you're doing, right? So.
Well, absolutely. And it's, then how do you be careful? How do you, and he uses this metaphor of the dictaphone, just from what you say, but I think really what he's getting at is this recording your thoughts, this hypothetical thing. We, and everybody, like I said, if you have a phone or anything, I mean, a pocket recorder, those have been around for decades. You know, that technology is there.
Yeah.
And it's practically invisible.
Sure, yeah.
Almost weightless.
You could easily
or integrated in just everything, you know. But I think what he's getting at is, because he starts and ends with, you know, the power of the thought, and that's what we're talking about, is that if a voice recorder is to your speech, what is this subconscious mind recorder to your thoughts? Same thing, but you're using a recording device for your thoughts and then being able to play them back. And I think that's the real importance, and that's what a dictaphone really is. It's not in the recording of it or having the record.
Mm-hmm.
It's the function of it is to take the recording that it made and play it back so that somebody can type it.
Yeah, exactly. You know, that's a great point,
And that's the, you know, function of it. So then how does this subconscious mind recorder that not only logs our speech but our thoughts, how can we play it back? I think that's the important. It's not, watch what you think. Record, have an imaginary recording of your thoughts. How can you play it back? Say, wow, was I just thinking that? Or I thought about that 10 times today, and I only did my positive affirmation once, but I had 9 other times, right?
That
I'm thinking, well, geez, you know, this will never happen. Or even just letting your mind be careless. It's like a carelessness.
And yeah, exactly.
This way you can, you know, watch your thoughts, because he calls it transgressing.
Yeah, I
you
like
know,
that.
You
that.
Will constantly transgress. It's like, wow, it's really a loop. You know, it's hard to get out of.
But, yeah, definitely. But
we need to. So what we need to do is listen to our thoughts. We need to hear them when we're thinking them. We need to play them back after we thought them. And say, what was I thinking? Why was I thinking? Well, how about thinking about something else?
Yeah.
You know, how can I then safeguard myself? And we've talked about affirmations like day by day in every way, I'm getting better and better, which,
that's a great all-purpose one.
Amir Camus, right? That was an early proponent of,
Kuei, I think. If I'm not mistaken. Yeah, I think.
Okay. So basically, you know, self-hypnosis, therapy.
Absolutely.
So, and that's what we have. We've hypnotized ourselves with this habit of thought and the speed. So let's, it's still hypnotizing, I think.
Oh,
just
yeah.
Let's
do it right, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Why not?
And that's, you bring up such a great point. It's like, so kind of how do you do this? And I think one of the practical ways is like what you're talking about. Kind of, you need to do a couple of things. Review your day and kind of just go over it and think about it. You might even, it's easier to check yourself during the day, you know, every couple of hours or something. I mean, you could even set a, you know, set your watch or something and, or your phone to give you a little reminder and, you know, kind of think, well, what's my mind been doing for the last hour or last couple of hours? How positive have I been? You know, would I say I've been more positive than negative? Would I say that I've been neutral? Would I say, you know, that I've been more negative than positive? You know, kind of like evaluate yourself and be mindful of it. And what you're doing there is kind of training yourself then to not, you know, to not do that, to not just be unconsciously negative and not unconsciously focus on the things that you don't want. And that's the hard thing for people to understand about this law of attraction and mind science and new thought stuff is that, you know, you think, well, it's not working. And it's like, then when you really investigate your thoughts, you realize it's working. It's just working in a way you don't like what you're getting out of it. It's like, okay, I'm sowing in all these negative thoughts and thoughts of lack and thoughts of, bad self-esteem and, you know, anxiety and all these stuff. I'm sowing all these seeds and then I'm living that life. You know, I'm broke, I'm anxious, I'm, you know, I don't know what I'm doing and I feel, you know, uneasy, whatever's going on. But then you realize, wow, okay, I'm planting those seeds. I'm saying those words. I'm having those thoughts. So it's, you know, the law is working perfectly fine. It's just giving me back the stuff that I'm feeding into it. That's a hard thing for people to understand because you have to take responsibility. You have to realize, okay, in order for me to change, I have an accumulation of negativity and it might take a bit of time to reprogram that. So I've got to be diligent and I've got to be vigilant in terms of what I'm saying, what I'm thinking, and what I'm doing. And 5 minutes of affirmations once a day, and then, you know, 11 and a half hours of negativity, who's going to win? You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Yeah.
So, and you said that earlier, I just want to reiterate that point. It's like, it's, you know, that's something to think about with this as well. You know, the other thing you can do is, we've talked about this many times, it's that Pythagorean exercise of, what is it called? Retrospection. Yeah. So at night, you just basically you go over your day, right? Kind of see what you did good, what you did bad, kind of think about, you know, the different things that happened.
It's an honest review.
An honest review. There you go.
It's not judgmental. You don't want to go to bed thinking and beating yourself up either. No. You know, I'm such a loser. Look at that.
So you got to be careful. You got to be careful with it.
It's to be constructive.
Yeah,
it's exactly. Really just like checking your temperature with a thermometer or something.
Exactly.
It's really good. You could put a number on it. As a matter of fact, since this is the Emmett Fox show, that Emmett Fox being one of the founding, whether he knew it or not, founding influence on the 12-step program, this is the 11th. I'll just say that and leave it at that. But retrospection is a way, and you can actually have a chart. You can put like a graph, say like of the week or even of the month or something.
Yep.
And you can do plus or minus or a check or an X, depending on how well you do something. And then have five or six, maybe I want to say a kind of words. I want to have more positive thoughts. I want to give people the benefit of the doubt. Mm-hmm. I want just some areas in which you want to improve, not necessarily you're deficient, but you can actually call them out. And then at the end of the day, you can say, check. Yeah, I kind of did that. And you're like, give me a minus or put a letter on. Give me a B.
Sure.
And then, okay. But you know what? I'm working on it.
Yeah.
And, it shows that it becomes less. Well, it becomes more conscious.
Yeah. Because you make it concrete. Because very specific,
when you do it every day for a while, you get better at it.
Absolutely. That's a great point.
Then it becomes a very useful tool. And really, I think, just like you said, that, with this habit, this mind habit is so hard to get out of because it's not conscious. So that's really the whole part of this is making it conscious. It's, and we're also taking, I'll end with this, we're taking something away.
Yeah.
When you say like, well, I just want to have a positive affirmation, well, I'm just going to have a meditation practice every day. And then you do it and you go, wow, it's not really working. Like you said, but you have to have, more of a committed, aspect to it.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
And what you're doing is taking away something else. It's like, oh, I need to buy something new. I need to add this. I'm going to add an affirmation. I'm going to post it on my fridge. And I'm going to, all that stuff is great, but keep in mind, you need to subtract. Maybe before you add, or as you're adding the good stuff, you're really, taking out you're taking out the unconscious nature of them. That's what I'm saying.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Flipping on the light, and what's in the shadow comes up. And yes, it's hard. And yes, you don't like it. And yes, you have to take responsibility for it, but it's okay.
Well, yeah, and it's
really, really powerful, and you're going to love it.
And it's easier than the alternative of living out an unconscious life of misery, So that's the thing about it. It's hard is in quotations, it's relatively difficult to change behavior. But when you think about the rewards of doing so, changing your thoughts and changing your mind, what happens is that, over a bit of time, some people this happens instantaneously with. It really does depend. So it's not, it may take a matter of time. It may happen quite quickly. It really just depends on your mind and how deeply rooted things are and how, amenable to the suggestions you are. But, you know, the thing is that once you've got that new pattern formed in there, it's easy. It's just like when, for example, you know, you started on a course of exercise and, you know, in the beginning, it was very difficult to, you know, get up and, you know, do the work, go to the gym, this and that. And after a while, it is so habitual that you can't not do it. Do you know what I mean? And so, and it's the same thing in reverse, like smoking or, you know, any kind of addiction or something like same sort of thing. It's like, you know, we become so habitualized into doing something and so it becomes such a part of us, you know, and then there's physiological and physical, you know, addictions and cravings as well. But, you know, it happened gradually over time. And then at a certain point, we find ourselves stuck in that pattern, you know, but then once you break it, you move forward, you know, you're sober, it's challenging at first, but as it moves along, you don't even think like, man, I really miss drinking or man, I really miss those drugs and alcohol, because you've now changed that pattern of behavior within yourself, that thinking, the whole process that goes on. And it's easy because it's a new known. So that's, you got to give yourself time to allow those new patterns to form. Don't give up on these ideas. And also, again, look at what you're doing in like most of the time. 5 minutes of affirmations in the morning and then the rest of the day you've got a crappy attitude. It's not going to do the work. So you got to be diligent about it, right?
Absolutely. And so, you have to watch yourself.
Watch yourself.
And you know what? Maybe this review, end of the day, why don't you just do it? Put 3 down. Get a piece of paper. I'll do it right now. Actually, I don't have a piece of paper. I have a block of wood. I've been doing a lot of woodworking.
Write it on a block of wood. I got a piece of paper. What am I doing? What am I writing?
So you can have 3 categories in which you can rate yourself at the end of the day. Only 3. All right. Keep it simple.
Yeah.
All right? And you can have the, you know, sheet of paper going out and then just make the date or something, the number, so you know what day it is.
Okay.
And you can go across and set it another row or another cone. Thought, speech, and action. Since we talked about that and all everything right. we say, think, and do, because that's what he actually says.
Mm-hmm.
Thought, speech, and action. And then, yeah, at the end of the day, you can do plus or minus, or you can rate it with a grading system. Say thought, was I, you know, even was I just aware of my thoughts? We're not even aware of our actions.
Yeah.
That's how crazy habits are. But you're right. When it becomes a new habit, and it will, just like a non-smoker after a while, they're like, I can't even imagine smoking.
Yeah.
Not like I miss it.
Yeah.
Or what do I do? What do I do with my hands now? Or what do I do when I, you know, it's
exactly. Yeah.
It becomes a new habit.
It's a new habit.
And then it becomes, you know, you can't get lazy either or go back to some old patterns, because that can happen. But you're not using so much effort to maintain it.
Exactly.
Yes, you have to maintain it, but it's an easy maintenance
because you've
done really the heavy lifting. So how about that? At the end of the day, rate yourself with thought, speech, and action. Did I think good thoughts?
That's a great little exercise.
How did I do with my speech? Yeah. You know, and even if you say, wow, you know, I've probably said just as many bad things as I did good things came out of my mouth.
Yeah.
Or I was snappy at the cashier at Home Depot, you know, whatever it was.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but the fact that you write a minus or give yourself an F for the day, that means you're conscious of it.
Exactly.
When maybe yesterday you weren't.
Sure. So, that's a great point. So even if it wasn't such a great day, but the fact that you're noticing it, there's positive movement forward just in that. That's a great point. Great
because
point.
It was recorded
and it's
on this mental dictaphone, and it was played back. And at the end of the day, you played it back and listened.
I love it.
So there's your
mental dictaphone. So put it to work for your, you know, put that old timey technology to work in your life. I love it. But that's a great idea for an exercise. Thoughts, speech, and action. And just kind of grade yourself for the day. And, you know, you could even, if you wanted to, like you were talking about earlier, you could even make it more specific and have, like, you know, specific things you're trying to work on. Thought, was my thought positive? Thought, did I keep my thoughts on my goal, or was I thinking about defeat? You know, things like that. You can be as specific as you want or kind of more general. So it's a great way to get started with that. Nice idea. Thank you, Chris. All right. Well, I guess we're going to wrap it up. Thank you, Chris. Appreciate that input.
Sure.
finding user inner power. We're here every Friday with a new Emmett Fox show. And of course, we're here on Sunday as well with a new Cosmic Eye show each Sunday, a longer format show on Sundays that we do. So join us for that as well. And if you can, please share us with your friends and also support us if you're able to. We are at anchor.fm/cosmiceye, and you can make a donation through there to keep us on and keep us moving forward. So thank you again for joining us. We will be back next Friday with the new Emmett Fox show. And of course, like I said, Sunday with our Cosmic Eye show. ChrisSheridan.com can be the website where you can go to visit Chris.
Oh, yeah. What? Wait till I fix it up.
Wait till I fuck you. Never mind. Don't go to ChrisSheridan.com.
Yeah, don't.
I take that back.
At some point. If you're listening to this in the future, fine. If you're subscribing, don't worry about it.
Then it's just okay. Like, right. But right now, never mind. Chris is in the process of working on ChrisSheridan.com. So CosmicEye.org, you can go there.
There you go.
Although I'm still being worked on as well, but I'm not deep into the work of it. So, again, thank you for joining us. Have a great weekend. We'll speak to you on Sunday. Goodbye and God bless.